Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Live, you can tell us when we're recording, and then we will be fake and not let everybody know how we really are.
Yeah. Well, this is going to sound weird.
What do you mean?
I just hit record a second ago, so that first part is cut off.
Well, then we'll start it again. You ready? Hold on. And from the top. In 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody. It is the Monday exclusive podcast. You'll only be hearing this if you go to our little podcast world and download it.
Well, and if they're listening and hearing this, it's because they did.
Oh, you're right. I'm so stupid. Anna and Blitz and I just had a really, it's too bad, Blitz, that we can't
be friends in real life.
Well,
what Bubba was going to say is we couldn't record that because those kind of conversations, everybody would love to hear.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I learned so much every time.
I think Anna, maybe like you just had like a Calta fuck up bertation there. And that was what was on top of your head. Can't be friends in real life. Why can't we be?
No, I mean, like, because we don't usually get together outside of work functions.
We don't,
and I really enjoy just hanging out and talking, like, real shit.
We need to do, like, for real? We all need to, like, do something. And unfortunately, it needs to be off camera so we could talk like that.
No, but
it really is the best.
You're right, but I feel as if we should have a certain amount of off camera.
I agree.
Stuff. And then fucking set the cameras up and be like, okay, now we're on camera.
I agree.
Because we're just so fucking talented, we are, and people want to know about our lives because it's very interesting.
You have a very interesting life.
People don't even know the shit.
No, they don't.
Well, it's not like, we weren't talking anything crazy. Like, there wasn't like, oh, sexcapades.
No.
It was nothing like that at all.
But I gave Anna some intel that completely blew her mind that she knew nothing about.
I did not know anything about that,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, and like, completely everybody's got it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody really knows the truth, for real. Like,
right.
I think, Blitz, you might be of one of five people that really know. And I don't even know that you know how it really all went. Some of the stuff.
Yeah, I mean, everything you said today I knew, but.
Right. So, anyway, my life is very interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All your business handlings and court proceedings. And
oh, my God. I actually.
Got a lot going on.
I actually had a. Brent and at Thursday when Brent and Caitlin came by, then Brent and I went to Todd Foster's office because we're working on something and we needed Todd Foster, a big sling and dick lawyer here in town, federal, and we needed Todd's ruling on or like inside. And Todd's a really good friend of mine. He represented me with the Nielsen stuff, and he's just a really good guy. Former FBI agent for 18 years. Represented the Eisenbergs, was the first attorney in the history of our country to be able to get a ruling on the Hyde. I don't know if it's called the Hyde Amendment or the Hyde Act.
Let me look it up.
And
like H-Y-D-E?
Yeah, H-Y-D-E. And it's where the government, a judge finds the government took somebody to
the
court.
The Hyde Amendment.
Hyde Amendment.
Planned Parenthood?
No, Planned Parenthood.
Using federal funds to pay for abortion.
Okay, yeah, that's why it's on their action fund.
That's not what the Hyde Amendment is.
Okay, sorry.
I think the Hyde Amendment is, that's what that is. Maybe you're thinking of something else.
The Hyde Act?
H-Y-D-E.
Type in Todd Foster Hyde Amendment or Act. If you put his name on there, then that might... aggregate you to the right Hyde.
Hyde Amendment Codification Act?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, read it, because you're a real good reader. And by the way, I hate to be a dick today, But you look super cute today.
Thank you. Really?
And you're a little more normal.
Okay, cool. I had a really good weekend, so I think it just set me off on the
I think so.
It prohibits the expenditure for any abortion of funds authorized or approved by the federal law or funds.
No.
Is that not it?
Anyway.
U.S. versus Eisenberg.
Yes.
Where Todd Foster did bring in the Hyde Amendment.
Yes, and won.
And it is about abortion, though.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's...
That's everywhere.
Well, the Hyde Amendment, as I know it, not the abortion portion of it. The abortion portion. But is where the federal government pays the lawyer his legal fees based on bringing a frivolous or over-the-top lawsuit on somebody that's found
in bad faith.
In bad faith. There you go.
But that is part of the Hyde Amendment, but the Hyde Amendment is about... See, that's what they do. Like, they do all these weird things and then put shit at the end of it.
Yeah. So I go talk to Todd Foster on Thursday. And so here's a guy that arguably is one of the most slinging dick attorneys in Tampa.
Oh, for sure.
And I ask him, we're talking about this particular situation. I go, Todd, how many of your clients have had 4 jury trials and won them all? And he said, one. You.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, people don't even realize, like, I roll around and I act like I'm not stressed out. And I'm, for the most part, gotten better about being stressed out. But I carry a lot of shit. I've been through a lot. Can either one of you, even imagine going on trial?
No.
Like, trial.
No way.
And I've done it 4 fucking times, had to play that fucking song and dance.
They weren't all trial by jury, were they?
Yes.
All of them were?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
All trial. My first one was in Philadelphia, Bubba versus Easy Communications. My second one was me, Officer Giles, Officer Giles and the Florida Highway Patrol versus me, jury trial, won that one. My second one was State of Florida versus Bubba, where I was facing 5 years criminally for the killing of a wild boar. Won that one. And my fourth one was Bubba versus MJ. MJ versus Bubba. Defamation, slander, Willie. jury trial. Won that one. I don't even know that John Gotti went on trial 4 times.
Is he a gangster?
Yeah, he's a gangster.
I knew it.
He was like the...
Mob boss?
He was like the mobbest of bosses.
Yeah, you just said an Italian name. I just figured it was a gangster.
They called him Teflon Don.
Teflon Don.
Because they couldn't get anything to stick.
Mm.
The government tried like hell to get him. And they finally got him, Blitz. I don't know what they got him on. They got him on a fucking Yippee-O.
Like
a Yippee-O Hilo. Something like that.
He was convicted of hijacking in 68, attempted manslaughter in 75, murder, conspiracy to commit murder, loan sharking, racketeering, obstruction of justice, illegal gambling, and tax evasion.
I think that's the shit he all beat.
Those are all convictions, it says.
Oh. That's when they finally got him?
Yep.
So, Anna, was there any, this past weekend, any,
action?
Action, hey. And then you just went. Even though we're on podcast, for those records, you just flicked your tongue like a cobra.
Oh, they can see it in their mind. Even though they can only hear me. No, I didn't. I didn't get any action.
Make out?
No make outs.
Any ups?
Drugs mean?
No ups mean like any possibilities. Like any cute guy.
You know what? Yes. Actually, yes. There was, when I went to the music festival.
That's called an up.
An up. Okay. So I thought you were talking about uppers, which I was
that's
offered
I thought,
and
yeah.
declined.
Okay, no.
Because I'm growing up, Bubba, becoming a big girl.
A big girl.
Yeah. Someone's like, hey, you want drugs? And I said, you know what? No.
You know, can I tell you something that I truly feel in my heart?
Yeah.
And this really is directed at Blitz. And so, because I feel like.
What's he gonna,
go ahead. Like, and I hope that you two don't get mad at me because.
Sure.
I adore you both. I've been friends with Blitz for over 20 years. We're very candid with each other. We can get mad as fuck at each other. We can yell at each other.
We cannot talk for 6 years.
That was on him, not me. That was his fault, not my fault.
Way to go, Blitz. Jerk.
He would admit it, too. But anyway. anyway.
Yeah, it's all my fault.
It's just, I don't want this to be any pressure. I don't want Blitz to get a hold of me and go like, you know, you're really fucking it up. Like, this hurts.
I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
Yeah, we already know.
Now, I know, but it's like, I see, I know both of you. I see both of you. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you guys got a really fucking cool dynamic. You really
do.
You know, you really do. Like, you guys got a great, should be more than friends dynamic. And I'm not going to go on and on about this shit. I'm just giving you an honest perspective from somebody that, like, that knows both of you mm-hmm. and knows him very well.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, man. It's just, I just, and I know work is probably the majority of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
It just sucks. I just see how you two
get along. It's a shame, isn't it?
You guys get along. I don't know. Is it?
It is. Yeah.
No, I'm asking you, is it?
Of course it's a shame.
Or are you just using it as an excuse?
I'm not using it as an excuse. It's a, listen, you like your life private, right?
Yes.
So do I.
Okay, I understand that.
I also think on some level it would probably just be healthy for us to not go deeper into the vortex too.
Oh,
because I was telling you about that.
Does that mean shut up?
No,
no,
it doesn't mean shut up on the deal. I'm just explaining that, you know, I was explaining to you at the beginning of our conversation out in the almost at the boom boom room in the green room.
In the boom boom room.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Blitz, I just want to let you know that my camera person that, you know, that I have a ton of cameras all over this facility. I had a conversation with that person.
Yep.
And I said, I want to redo the cameras.
Okay.
And I'd like for the camera in the green room to be gone. And I'd like for the camera. You know, I'm just letting you know that I'm repositioning.
Okay, cool.
Because I don't want the inside of the building other than when you, on this, you know, the side here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a camera that can get anybody that goes upstairs or anybody that walks through that door.
Sure.
I got no problem with that.
Nope.
In fact, I want that one to stay. I took another camera and I put it on the very, very back door.
Okay.
Because I want all doors.
Of course.
But the door in the green room, I'm going to make it an outside camera.
Okay.
And I don't want, you know, anything from the refrigerator to the front door to engineering camered.
Got it.
So that people can, like, I don't want them camered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So as long as I have all entrances, which I'm working on.
Which makes total sense.
And so... I just want to let you know, I'm working on that.
Awesome.
So, anyway, back to your original statement, Anna. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Got going into the vortex.
Yeah. I think that it's maybe healthy to date and see people that aren't part of this world because it just, I don't know. I feel like it's an all-consuming thing, and it's important to remember that there's other aspects of life out there.
Well, and you made it pretty clear a week or so ago, Bubba, that you have a private life, but because you're the boss, we don't get one.
That's not what I said.
I didn't say that.
No, that's what Bubba said.
No, I didn't say that. Bubba said, I don't know.
How'd that go for Cosby doing?
I make the rules. I can have my stuff private, but you guys can't.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. This is what I would appreciate. Like, for you guys to let me in on the deal, I'd like to be
in.
Oh,
just tell you secretly?
Yeah, I'd like
to. And then you keep it secret.
Yeah, you keep it secret.
No, Blitz, really?
Well, number one, there isn't a deal. But...
I know there's not a deal, but let's just say there was, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say there was. Can we make believe that there's a deal?
Sure.
Okay.
And you came to me, Blitz, and Anna, you came to me as well, and you go, hey, listen, we're seeing each other, okay? But you know what? It's just going to be a fucking absolute shit show if the Bubba Army knows. And so we're going to keep playing this, you know, but out of respect to you, we're letting you know. You don't think, Blitz, you and I have some shit, some secrets that are never uttered on the air, would never be uttered on the air. Like, we would not even fucking, like, even potentially, you know, go anywhere near that topic.
Right.
And so I would treat it that way. I completely agree,
and I know you would for at least a day and a half.
No, Blitz, you can fuck off. Absolutely fuck off.
I didn't say that.
And I'm telling right now, I'm getting stronger going to the gym. I feel like fucking beating you up right now, or at least trying.
Blitz, we can try. Put
the fucking guns down. You and I are tying up, bitch.
All right.
Just saying. You know I wouldn't. And in fact, I would help kayfabe it.
Yeah, I would. You get on the air and be like, Guys, I'm not going to talk about how Blitz and Anna went on a date last night. I won't say a word, so we're not going
to
talk about
it. That's all fun to emulate me and stuff like that, but for you to say that I don't have your back, if you came to me and you said, now listen, we really fucking love each other, and you know what? The show and Bubba Army knowing about it would be an absolute shit show, but...
Out of respect for you.
Out of respect for you.
We'll let you know.
We're going to let you know. We're kind of seeing each other. Blitz, you know what? Without being like Johnny fucking in character, you know damn well, buddy. For real? Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I mean, honestly, you would definitely want to respect that. And I think you'd have the best intentions. But I think eventually you would say something.
And that just validates what you guys are really doing. Fuck you. I got it. I know.
I thought I was telling you about the other guy, the up.
We'll talk about the up momentarily. The up might not even be really available. The up might not even be an up. It might be a diversion. Hey, Bubba, look over here. Because I got Blitz's dick in my mouth over here.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
I got Blitz's large cock in my mouth over here. But look over here to this make-believe music
Tyler
festival.
Tyler just puked in his mouth.
I would just, I'm really kind of hurt. I'm really kind of hurt. Because, Blitz, if I came to you and I said, listen, and I do come to you and say, listen, this is not to be spoke about. And, you know, sometimes you fucking are a little Johnny smartass and you'll, but for the most part, I am iron fucking clad, Blitz. I am iron fucking clad when it comes to old school, keep your mouth shut.
And I think, like, if there was something going on, I probably would tell you privately anyway.
I would hope, because I would be like, Blitz, I got your back, buddy, and I want you two to work out because I know how happy she makes you. Anna, you make me happy. Like, when you're not all weirded to fuck out, you're a great person.
Was that, like, 3% of the time?
No, but if you had a guy that loved you and had your back, you'd even be that much better of a fucking person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. I think I would.
Yeah. Like, you're happy now, miserable. Just say it.
Right.
Like, you know, dude, I had that exact thought in the shower, actually. I'm like, I'm doing pretty good now, and I don't even have everything I want.
Right.
So.
You're like, you know, you're a fucking hot mess, but you are doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm having a great time. I'm enjoying my life, and that's all that matters.
Right. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun.
And if you had a guy that would knew your little fucking weirdos idiosyncrasies and knew your little hiccups and your tics and all the shit that comes along with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you would even be happier.
Absolutely, I agree.
And so I'm not trying to make this conversation about you two, but I just see when we all are just, the mics aren't on, first of all.
Right.
And it's just us three talking. You two light up a room. You really do. I mean, I think I can make that observation, can I?
Uh-huh. That's sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. So anyway, I can keep it a secret. I will too.
Okay.
Okay, well, if something happens, I'll let you know.
Yeah, right. You will not.
I would.
And I assure, I swear on my son's life that I wouldn't say a word.
Sorry, Tyler.
You have to die.
Tyler's going to get a car wreck going over to Aces.
I know.
Later today. We haven't heard from Jesus at all today. Jesus, you okay today, buddy?
Yeah, I'm fine.
We're out there bullshitting in the front room having a good old time, and Jesus is like our mom.
Yeah.
we're late for the school bus. Like, it's 11 o'clock.
You didn't even have to say anything. He just walked in and looked at you.
Yeah. When I said, that's why I said, Tyler, what time is it?
He knows.
Well, damn, it's damn near 11 o'clock.
I mean, I know Tyler's job's such hard work for you, my friend.
Today was.
Yeah, today was.
We had some computer issues.
Oh. Sorry. I know it's the same as working at the electrician job that you had when you were making $8 an hour being a do-boy sweeping up fucking electrical shavings.
This is way better.
Way better. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget when you had to wear a hard hat, jeans, and a fucking tool belt.
Now you can just wear socks everywhere.
Yeah. Don't forget that, buddy. Because that sucked, did it not?
It did.
Absolutely sucked.
How long did you work there, Tyler?
Summer.
Two summers.
Two summers.
Maybe. Enough to hate it.
I get to kick my legs up and listen to my dad talk about poopy dick stories.
And I'm out of here by fucking noon. I swear to God I am. And if they start dragging ass on the podcast, I come and get them because I don't work past noon. Fuck it. Did you get your hacked deal situated?
I'm going this afternoon and going to figure it all out at the bank.
Blitz, I think he got credit card skimmed.
Oh no!
I think he got. Identity
theft sort of thing.
Well, you know how they like have a skimmer like on the gas pump.
Yeah.
And they
got
like $1,200, Tyler.
They got $1,200 out of my savings, and then they spent $500.
I don't know how many times I tell people never, ever, 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 ever use a debit card. Period. Never use a debit card. It's so dangerous. They have access to your money. Never use a debit card for anything.
But Blitz, let me just say this. Blitz.
ATM. That's it. For only for the ATM. Don't really? Use a debit card for anything else.
I use it every day.
It's dangerous. Don't do it.
Here's what I got, okay? Let me tell you if I'm okay.
Fuck.
I put all my money in my business account, Bubba Army Radio, okay?
Yep.
I keep like $1,000 in my debit card account. That's it. And I pay like my gas and my food and anything. And I always just keep it like
use a credit card for everything.
Nope.
Don't use a debit card.
I don't own a credit card.
I bought you one.
I got rid of it. I do not have a credit card. I don't want a credit card.
It's so dangerous to use a debit card.
Okay, but let's say they get $1,000. They can't get in.
Well,
I don't,
to some people, $1,000 is a lot. I mean,
No. Hold on. But they'll usually refund it if it's fraud, eventually, yes.
But it takes a while.
But Blitz, what I'm trying to say is, I would rather just if I don't have the cash to pay for it, I don't need it.
Okay.
I mean, like I don't want a credit card because if I don't have the cash to pay for it, I don't need it.
I mean, you could. I mean,
I don't have a savings account.
That credit card I got you is a prepaid. Like, if it's not, if there isn't money on the account, it won't let you use it. So, if you're going to go for that, use that kind of credit card. Although, to be honest, if you had $1,000 in that, they would take all that too. But
yeah, so I'm just saying.
The thing is, with a credit card, you're playing with house money basically, and they're going to fight very hard to get their money back.
Right.
And nowadays, a bank will too. And there's like insurances and all that stuff, and you'll get it back eventually, but you don't have access to your money.
So, Tyler, what time you got to go to the bank? You need to leave early, get the fuck out of here.
No, it's just sometime this afternoon, just whenever.
But yeah, no one just don't use a debit card.
They got into your savings account first, and then went into your debit, or then went to your debit, and then how?
Because I only had like $20 in my checking.
Sounds like your dad.
I had a couple thousand in savings when you
overdraft. Does it take it out of your savings? Is that what the deal is?
No, they okay. just nothing. If you overdraft, then it won't even let you charge it.
Okay.
So I had like $15-$20 in my checking, and they took $1,200 out of my savings and put it in my checking and spent $500 of it because my card has a $500 limit. Thank God.
But how are they doing that?
I mean, that sounds more like they got access to his online banking account, not his debit card itself.
Right.
Are you going to go try to figure all that out?
Yes, I'm going
to
go see.
Maybe change your passcode from Tyler1414 over to something a little bit more harder.
It's not that.
But
it's
I know it's not.
Put a question mark at the end of it or something.
Yeah. Lowercase with a slash Willie. Mm-hmm. And a backside Jones. Bubba Clem is my favorite.
Hashtag.
Hunter, you like me as a dad? You like me as a dad, or you still hate me?
Say no.
Where'd this come from?
Well, because we had, there was a year or so that we were not doing so swell. I would hope that I've pulled the nose up and showed you that I'm a pretty kick-ass dad.
Well, I didn't like you back then, Daddy, but you're okay now.
Now that you're my boss and shit and I live with you for rent fucking free.
Right, now I have to like you. Fucking, you control everything.
Plus,
now.
My girlfriend likes you and her family likes you as well, so what's not to like about you?
How's that deal?
I think me and Tyler's girlfriend family get along super good by families, getting along standards.
Good.
That's crazy that you guys have already met.
We do stuff together.
No, I know, but I mean, granted you live in the same city, but I was talking to my friend who just got engaged and her parents have not even met her fiance's parents. Like,
so let me
tell you. They haven't even met yet. Yeah, they've been together for like 6 years.
They're the weird, not weird, but that's not normal. Like, that's not
well,
as normal.
Also, they live in different states.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. For instance, Tyler's been dating her for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
And her family, her mom and dad, which are Brenda and Jimmy, are good friends with me, are good friends with my sister and her husband, and are good friends with my mom and stepdad. Like, we all went bowling for Ace's birthday Sunday. So, Tyler, that actually is pretty rare that all
That's
families
super
like
rare. But
along.
Granted, that both kids live with the fam, like, they're, like, he lives with you and she lives with her family, so that has a big... That's a big reason why you guys know each other.
Well, if Tyler was dating some chick and I did a little research on their mom and dad and I met him for the first time and I just didn't vibe with him, I wouldn't hang out. I'd be like, I ain't going. But I mean, fuck, I love Brenda and Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
I really, who I really like, Tyler? I really like Jimmy, Ace's dad.
Oh, yeah.
He's cool.
He races, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's very familiar with races. He helps when Tyler's race car as well. and I met her brother for the first time, Cameron. I don't know why she ever talked smack about Cameron, because he seemed like a pretty cool guy.
Older, younger? Oh,
what all does she say about him?
She not just brother, sister shit. Oh. You know.
Mm. Is
probably
he
the same
older?
Shit. Probably the same shit Tara says about me.
Was he older than her?
He's older than her, yes.
She's
and
the baby.
And she's the baby. Mm.
Well, it's the same shit Tara says about you, then. I mean, she must talk all kinds of shit about her brother.
Oh,
then.
My God.
Because, man, Tara's nonstop. It's holy fuck.
I don't think she is. I
no,
think
she's,
my,
of course,
I think my
of course she doesn't.
Fucking loves, I'm thinking about going to work for her.
Yeah?
Are you leaving here?
No.
Oh.
like, for real.
I know.
Tyler said he was hoping you'd go over there, leave here and go over there.
Tyler, do you really mean that?
What?
Daddy, whatever do you mean?
Tyler, you better not get a little too fucking cocky, because, you know, I can still take you.
Oh, I know. Hold on. I know what he meant. He meant that you're going to take his job over there, because he's trying to get a job over there.
Tyler, are you trying to go work for her?
Who isn't?
No.
We all are.
He's texting Tara now feverishly. Do not hire Dad.
Me and Anna put our resume in there last week.
Yeah.
I told Tara, I said, hey, Tara, can I work, you know, as
what would you do?
As a rep. I'm not even going to get into her business, but she has.
Let's say she sells ink pens.
Mm-hmm.
What would you tell someone if they're wanting to buy ink pens?
Well, it's not that. So I'm not going to go through a big ink pen high spot, you stupid fuck. But
I mean, I know what she does. I want to hear you sell that.
No, I don't. I'm not going to get into what she does, and I'm not going to get.
Well, of course,
I'm you'd be intern, Bubba.
But I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't think I'm a fucking unbelievable salesperson.
Oh, I know you are.
Like, I mean, my whole fucking life's a sell job.
I know.
I mean, yeah. So I'm thinking about being a rep, like 1 to 5 every day.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm thinking, which would be, I could just do it from home. I can work the phone. It's just working the phones.
You could just work until you pass out. 2, 4, 6.
Now take my pills at
Hello?
6.
Hello.
I'd be like, yeah, sir. So listen, I got you signed slurring. Up here for this particular plan, and just want to make.
Yeah, right. The next day, Tara comes in and she's like, she gets a phone call that one of our sales guys sold us like all this crap we don't provide for half the price because he was so pilled up he doesn't remember what he was selling.
So hello, Tara Klim's company. Hello, I have a rep. His name's Bubba.
Yeah.
And he was on the phone yesterday. He was on the phone yesterday at about 4:15, and we were telling him about the package we want to buy.
Uh-huh.
And he had us all signed up and everything, and he fell asleep.
Oh,
was he saying anything?
Yeah, before he fell asleep, what was he selling?
Oh, he was talking all kinds of nonsense, shit that I don't even think you guys sell.
what was his name?
Bubba Klim.
Oh yeah, he definitely did that. That was him for sure. Yeah.
We get a lot of complaints. We told him
it's nonstop with this asshole.
we've told him to stop calling people at 4 o'clock.
But, a special extension for complaints about Bubba.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd like to complain about
Dial
Bubba.
Dial 1 to get rep. Dial 2 to put a complaint in about you, one rep called Bubba Klim.
If you think you have problems with him, wait till I tell you the problems I have with him. The motherfucker lives with me.
Not for long. Me and Tyler are getting our own place.
There you go.
I think me and Tyler are going to try to get our own place.
Moving on up.
Now, Tyler, are you going to live with me or are you going to stay over there?
I mean, you kind of told me I have to live with you, right?
Yeah, I kind of did tell you
well,
that.
Well, Daddy, I'm going to wait till you move out and then spring the news on you that I ain't going nowhere.
Hey, Daddy, I know you got you a 2-bedroom over there by work, but you should have made it a 1-bedroom because I'm staying over here at Tara's. Well, I would appreciate that you come, you know, that you move in with me.
And little do you know, I'm working 1 to 5 as well
yeah,
over
I
there.
Got, and I'm door dashing at night, and I'm motherfucking Instacarting, too.
Make that money.
Yeah, make that money, Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying.
Well, until you get it ripped off by some fucking scammer welly.
The hell?
Yeah. So I am literally. Anyway, Ty, I love you. I hope you like me now. Thanks. So I'm thinking about going to work for her, like 1 to 4, 1 to 5.
Okay.
And
you Does know, she know that you're thinking about this?
Yeah,
or?
I know. We talked about it at bowling.
Oh, you did? Okay, that's good.
At bowling yesterday. And I'm like, hey, can I... What do your reps make? And she gave me a figure. And I go, well, for real? She's like, yeah, I got... She gave me a spectrum as to what her reps make. And I go, well, what if I just work like half...
I'm on the spectrum. I can work for you.
Yeah. And I go, what about... Can I work for you? And she's like, absolutely you can. And I go, no, Tara, I'm being, then I flick to her and I go, I'm being for real. Quit fucking around.
Yeah, you gave her a titty twister and said, I'm being for real.
Just bean dip, please.
I do. I'm all over her, though, when I'm near her.
Of course you are.
Like, I just am always grabbing on her and trying to sniff her and just, oh, I love her. That's all I do is attack my mom and sister all the entire time.
You sniff their hair.
Tyler, is it noticeable when we get together, like, I'm just on my mom and sister?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
And by on, you mean, like, didn't... During the party during Barb last year, wasn't your mom holding your ass or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you were holding hers.
I was holding her ass.
It was both.
And I stuck my finger. I mean, like, I'll put it right.
Wait, whoa.
I'll stick my finger in my mom's cracker ass. With pants on. Like, not I don't go butthole. But I'll, like, walk up and give her a little fucking pium.
Okay.
What? You don't give your mom's piums? Pium. Anna, you don't walk up to your mom and grab her by the ass and maybe give her a little fucking flyby?
Maybe if I was vaccinated, she would let me.
But... Yeah. No, for real. Like, you don't go up.
No.
Like, the first thing I do is when I give my mom a hug, as I love the way she smells, so I start, I call it niffs.
Mm-hmm.
I get in niffs. I'm like. And I just sniff her. I just try to get as much of her aroma as I can.
Is that because of her perfume, or is that just like her body?
She's just my mom.
Her effervescence.
Just my mom's
her
effervescence.
Pheromones.
It's my mom's motherfucking pheromones.
Okay.
Tyler, you're not very affectionate to me. Like, I hug you all the time, and
yeah, you don't sniff me.
You know, you're not very affectionate to me. Why?
I don't know.
Are you affectionate to Ace, your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Why can't you be affectionate to me?
It's just different.
Mm. How you doing on those rubbers? You been using them?
Still got the whole box, Daddy.
Still got the family pack of 36, Daddy.
I don't know what you want me to do with these motherfuckers. We're taking room up in my room. I don't got that much room to begin
with. I'm actually throwing them out the window telling you I'm using them, but I ain't used one of them, Daddy.
I'm just opening them up and flushing them. I don't give a fuck.
Don't flush them. Tara will flip out. That's not good for the plumbing.
That's if you have septic.
Oh, my God.
You been using any of them?
Next question.
For water balloons?
If you have a kid, I'm just telling you, I want to go on record. If you have a kid, I'm out. And not fucking deal
Grandpa,
with it.
Would you rather have a girl or a boy?
Oh, my God, Grandpa. I'm fucking out of here. I swear to God, Tyler, I can't be a grandpa.
Be a pappy.
Papa, Paul, fucking all this
me
shit.
Me, no, me, ma, peepaw. You don't want to do none of that shit?
Yeah, yeah. Send me a list of everything that fucking people get called for grandpa.
Oh,
and I don't want to be any of that shit. Please, Tyler, I think I've been a very good dad. I've done my best with you, and there's only one rule, only one.
I know.
No fucking kids.
I know.
NFK.
I know.
Please.
I know.
Grandpa, you never told me not to have a kid.
Big pa, big daddy, gramps, granddad.
Big daddy.
Other people have called you big daddy. Why can't I call you big daddy?
Poppy, boom pa.
Tyler, when you have a kid here soon, what are you going to name him? Have you guys thought about names yet?
Peepa.
Blitz.
Tyler,
that's a yes.
Tyler, she ain't pregnant, is she?
Oh, my God.
Oh, but they've
God.
Talked about kids' names before, I guarantee it.
You could be grand dude. Papster.
Remember when you guys were telling me to go off on Brian?
Do I tell you? You pussy, you won't.
Can I go off on Blitz?
You pussy, you won't.
Yeah, you can go off on Blitz all you want. Shut the fuck up, Blitz.
Say it, pussy.
The fuck up, Blitz.
You're ruining my shit. Say it.
I love it.
Fuck up, Blitz. I need that button bar immediately. All right, Tyler. See you later. Bye.
All right. Bye, Grandpa. Tyler's so pissed.
I got
Blitz, you're going to give me all kinds of heat at home.
I got to poop. Anyway, Anna, I like hanging out
with
Tyler
you. Oh, Tyler said, don't forget to flush it this time, motherfucker.
Yeah, Poppy.
Grandpa.
Peepaw. Pawpaw.
Paw.
Leave your shit stewing in the fucking bathroom for someone to find the next day.
And then he doesn't even flush it. He just leaves it there and he goes, I wanted to teach you a lesson. I literally said, you know what? I'm fixing to kick your ass. You're getting a little too fucking big for your britches. Tell him you're going to teach me a lesson. Whip your fucking ass with your ass hanging out while you're pulling yesterday. Pull your shorts up there, kid.
You saw a little crack action?
Yeah, yeah, double crack action.
A double crack?
I will tell you that, Tyler.
Whoa,
you do,
how do you have a double crack?
I don't know. I will tell you this, Tyler. You do wing the fuck out of the ball. You got a pretty good, you know, speed.
Just need a little bit better of aim.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait for the show to go bowling. That's going to be so good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tyler. Love you.
I love you.
Yeah, it sounds really
good. Grand
Come, Grandpa. Come, Grandpa.
Pop, pop.
Pam, pam.
Do it, Tyler. Don't be a bitch. Paul, he said Paul.
I like Grandpappy.
So anyway, Anna, I just really like you, and I think that just I'm excited about potentially you finding
love
with Blitz.
Aww. I never told you about my up.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about my up so you can get me off the trail. Right. I'm way on the trail too much. She's got me. I'm
no, this was the original trail. We went off on a
I know. We
tangent.
Went to the original trail. Then I went on a tangent. Then I went on my kid using rubbers. And then I went to his family.
Grandpappy.
Yeah, Papa.
Yeah, giving your mom a bandit.
Get my mom, stick my finger in my mom's ass.
Oh, my God.
Clothed. Clothed. I only stick my mom in my finger. I only stick my finger.
It's clothed, not closed.
I only stick my finger in my mom's ass when she's got pants on.
There you go.
Well, thank God.
Anyway, go ahead, Anna. Take it away. So you're at the Gasparilla
Fest. Yeah, I roll up at the Gasparilla Fest.
Are you rolling?
No, I wasn't offered that. I was offered something else, but I didn't take it. And then we roll up at the Gasparilla Music Festival, and I thought I was just going to be a fucking shit show because I got media passes. And usually it's like, where are you? You're not on the list. Couldn't have been smoother. And at the media entrance, there was a cop, and he says, Anna Hummel from the Bubba Love Sponge Show? And I go, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I watch you guys. I'm Bubba Army. And so I fist bumped him.
Isn't
and
that cool?
It was super cool. Bubba, and I didn't put him over as much as I should have because there was just a lot of things going on. And, you know, I had to be going to another entrance, and my friends were talking to me, and I just walked away, and I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, I didn't even put that guy over number one, and he was kind of hot.
I just got recognized by a cop based on my name.
Yeah, I fist bumped him.
At that point, you should have spent like a minute and say, thank you so much.
I did, but I should have been, you know, talking to him more about the show and about being Bubba Army and thank you so much. And I thanked him. I'm like, that's awesome. I fist bumped him. And then I got, like, someone was calling me, and I kind of turned around and I walked away. And then halfway to the other entrance, I go, what the fuck? I didn't even talk to that guy.
Kind of blew this guy off a little bit.
Yeah, but I think I saw him. I was kind of drunk, but I think I saw him in the festival. You know, he was like on the perimeter, and I like waved, and I was like, "Hey!" And he waved, but it could have been another. I don't know. It could have been another guy.
Yeah, could have been. So, but just, you know,
I'm sorry, Mr. Cop Man. He was pretty cute. He was cute.
Yeah, I don't know if you. He was, and I would never say anything bad about law enforcement because I'm huge. But I don't think you just. I don't think
I was thinking the same.
Yeah, like, I don't what.
Can I be like a dad?
Yeah.
Stay away from cops.
I was thinking the same thing.
There are some dirty, dirties.
In terms of, like, they treat...
Yeah, they like to fuck.
Oh, like that?
Naughty. They like to fuck.
I didn't know
cops
that.
Cops like to fuck naughty.
I thought I heard stuff about hockey players. I didn't know anything about cops.
Yeah, both. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that in a bad way.
No, no, I know
cops
you're not.
Just cops like to fuck.
Oh, okay.
And they like to fuck dirty.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dirty.
Do they like to play cops and robbers, you think?
They like to play handcuff, throw you in the back of the fucking squad car, and my dick goes in your mouth.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was a game they like.
Yeah, sure.
Oops.
It's a game we all like for the most part.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Blitz, are you playing handcuff the bitch, throw her down on the ground, or dick goes your mouth?
As long as I'm not the robber.
Oh, okay, yeah. as long as you're Johnny Cop?
Yeah. I gotta be the cop in that scenario, 100%.
Yeah. Well, of course, yeah. Blitz, I heard you were playing cop and bad guy, and you were the cop this weekend with this hot chick.
Absolutely.
And you apprehended her, handcuffed her, threw her down to the ground, and put your cock in her mouth.
Yeah.
Okay,
cool.
And then I let her go with a warning.
A written warning.
Yeah.
Do you know why I'm pulling you over, ma'am? So I can put my cock in your mouth or your cock in my mouth. Yeah, something like that.
Ma'am, you're correct.
She puts her cock in your mouth.
I get to work. Work off that ticket, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
About to get mine.
Is that a game you like to play?
Work off that ticket, bitch.
That's
yes,
a, that's a
new
fun game.
Game.
That's a good
Blitz,
game.
Did you hear about that new game?
Work off that ticket, bitch.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't be very good at that.
No, we'd be like, do you like strawberries or tomatoes?
Put your hands behind your back. You're going to jail.
Yeah. There's no written warning.
I'm hungry. I need a snack. back.
It went from getting a ticket to now just going to jail.
Yeah, right to prison, bitch. All right, so you're at the music festival. You meet a cop. He knows who you are. The media credentials couldn't have been any more smoother.
Couldn't have been smoother. Bubba, can I tell you a secret?
Yeah, please.
So you had to show either proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test. Mm-hmm. I showed them a negative COVID test that I took in April.
Yeah, exactly. Might have been mine. My negative test is later on here somewhere.
Is it the one that I wrote on it from Jay? From
and it looks super old as fuck. Like, it looks like it had faded and shit.
Right.
But they didn't give a fuck at all. They're just like, all right, there it is. We saw it. There you go. You're good to go.
We went to bowling alley on Sunday, and there was not one motherfucker wearing a mask. Like, nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah,
nobody gives a fuck about this shit. I wish some news station would report COVID-19. Nobody really gives a fuck.
I will say, though, I went to like Publix and Walmart, like a few different ones over the past few days, and I've seen more masks now than I did a few months ago.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I see more people in there with masks than without.
Absolutely.
Whatever. I don't wear masks, though.
Me
either. I refuse.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
All right, so you're fucking Music Festival Jones. You're having a great time.
It's great.
You recorded all fucked up. Your phone has enough memory.
Yeah,
you try to blame it on Jackson.
I'm looking at a new phone, Bubba. I should be getting one the next couple weeks.
You want me to finance you a new phone?
No.
No. Hold on.
Okay.
Listen to the deal. Why don't we get you a brand new iPhone 13. I know they're like $1,200 bucks. Blitz will find us the best deal.
Do I have to play the work off that iPhone, bitch?
Blitz said no. But we could take like $100 out of each paycheck until you have it paid off.
Oh, interesting.
No, for real. Like, I'm trying to, like...
No, I appreciate it.
No interest. Whatever it is. Like, if it's fucking whatever it is, Blitz will probably already on the dark web got you three of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying. Just give him the okay. Because, Anna, it will be better for the show. Blitz,
100%.
Especially if we get her one that's got a decent amount of memory.
Yep.
Like, probably...
Like 128.
A 500.
Shit.
256 or 512.
Yeah, something like that you could just tape, like you could almost tape your whole fucking life and have enough memory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I spent about an hour yesterday going through old shit and deleting.
How
it was fucking annoying.
You let me, the company, buy you a new iPhone and we'll give it to you. Now, you got to get it all signed up and all your fucking phone numbers and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
But Blitz will buy it from you, and then we'll just take it off your paycheck, like $100 a paycheck. That would be like, 12 paychecks or some bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, for real.
I think that'd be a good idea.
I think it would
be
good. I think it would also be good for the show.
Yeah.
Because I think that you wouldn't have to worry about this, I got to delete five things so I can fucking record two things.
Can I try to find like a deal on one? Or
yes.
Should I get an iPhone 12, you think? Would that be smart?
No.
Those are probably super cheap now.
I have a 12 Blitz, and I've had nothing but great. I mean, like they're super good.
Is that the one you have now, or you have 13?
No, I got a 12.
You got 12.
I think I got a 12, right, Blitz?
Yes.
Yeah, it's been.
Well, you got 12 Pro.
All right. Well, Blitz has a 12 Pro. Price has gone way down now. That
unfortunately, no, they've gone down a little bit, but not a lot.
What about a 12 Mini? For my little hands.
Okay.
Let me spend a couple of days. I'll find what you need.
Okay,
we'll get it all worked out. Yeah, we'll get it all worked out.
Because I've been kind of looking a little bit, but I need to get a new phone anyway.
Let us know. I'll finance it, and
I very much appreciate that.
So Blitz, if she needs to do that, just let me know. And
all right, I'll do that.
We'll get a hold of Jim Martin, and we'll take off like $100 a check.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
You're getting a bonus. I just put in the bonuses today.
Thank you so much.
And let me know if you want to do that.
I think I will.
All right.
Yeah,
so
I think I will.
Just deal with it all through Blitz because
he'll get
you the right phone at the right price.
Yep.
Perfect. All right. I appreciate that on all fronts.
No problem. So you're fucking, at the music festival, things are great. Are you on anything? Are you doing anything?
Just alcohol and a little bit of weed, and that was it.
That's great.
I was having the best time. I was dialed in, I wasn't like
better than a Bubba Clem setup.
Well, I had to have more energy for a concert than just being in a car and whatever.
Right.
But yeah, it was the perfect. I wasn't fucked up. I honestly don't like. I know this sounds weird, but I can't do coke or Molly when there's kids around.
Which,
it just
by the way,
fucks
I don't,
me up.
I don't do either. So just like you know.
Yeah, no
I know, I know, but I can't do either of those. And there were tons of kids there. Like little kids, and I can't be around like toddlers and try to roll. Like it just fucks it up. So I can't do that stuff. And I didn't.
All right, so you're on a little bit of weed, a little bit of alky.
Yeah.
All right, and you're just fucking rolling around?
Just rolling around.
Tell me about the up.
Oh, it was the cop guy.
Was the up, Bubba.
Oh.
Yeah. The cop that I didn't put over enough, and I thought about it a few times during the night. I'm like, stupid.
If I could just give you a bit of advice.
Yeah.
Always put cops over. Because especially if they recognize you.
Yeah.
Because you never know when you're in Tampa and you've done some stupid shit and this guy is, now listen, it doesn't have to be this guy that pulls you over, but let's say this guy's on duty and he hears your name over the radio. This has happened to me before where I've gotten pulled over. The cop didn't necessarily like me or know me, but his supervisor or one of the boys that were on duty would be like, hey, let me 56 you.
I can tell you a story that happened to me.
Go ahead.
So a while ago, I got pulled over. I was speeding.
That's a shocker.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was like really cool. He came up and said, hey, license and registration. And like, he didn't ask anything. Like, he didn't say like, what were you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Nothing. He went back to his car and like 4 seconds later came back with the ticket already printed out. It's, you know, and it's digital.
Mm-hmm.
He handed it to me. And so we kind of started talking for a minute and then it got brought up, like, where you work, blah, blah, blah. And I told him, and he's like, oh, man. He's like, I wish you would have told me. He goes, now that the ticket's written in the computer, I can't do anything. He wrote down his cell phone number and said, contest it. I'll meet you in court. We met at court. He got it thrown out, and all because of the show.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So, like,
he actually met me at court, like, a month later.
Now, here's the thing, though.
So, Anna, you have no idea. There's a few subsects that really love us, and fucking law enforcement love us because I got there. We collectively
got there.
I know,
with your foundation
back.
And everything.
Yes.
Listen, mm-hmm. It's not that I just said, oh, cool, and walked away. I definitely went up to him, and we fist bumped, and I was like, that's so awesome that you listen to the show. But I wanted to talk to him more, but someone called my name, and I kind of got squirreled out
and
of it.
And somebody that's probably not even that fucking significant either.
No, not at all. And then I wish that I would have spent more time and said, hey, I really, because usually I'm like, hey, I really appreciate you listening. We're, you know, big Leo supporters, blah, blah. I didn't have a chance to do all that, and I felt bad about it. And he was hot.
You should try to track him down, who he is, and
I don't
have the merch crick send him a fucking care package.
I don't even think I got a name. He just kind of looked like half Hispanic.
That's good.
Maybe Italian, who knows.
You like those Hispanic with an Italian kicker, don't you?
I like Mediterranean muscle, that kind of look, even though not necessarily
guess
Mediterranean.
Guess who I saw Saturday night?
Matt Heller.
Jimmy Clevis.
Oh yeah. Greek God.
Wow.
Does he just look better and better every time you see
him? And he's money. Like, he doesn't sit there and gossip. He doesn't really talk that much. Speak when spoken to. Takes it all in. Very worldly.
He's an observer, isn't he?
He's just a fucking man's man is what the fuck he is.
Yeah.
God, I love that guy. Absolutely love him. I love Matt Heller, too.
Was he there, too?
No.
Hmm.
But I feel like my Matt Heller boyfriendness has been stolen.
Oh, it has. By Blitz.
Yeah. But I hope Heller knows, you know, I'm the original OG. I'm the one that fucking, you know, that originally put Matt Heller over.
Oh, okay. I'll let him know.
What do you mean, oh, okay?
I'll let him know that you
would have never known Matt Heller if it hadn't been for me.
Modern day, you're right, but I've...
No, that's just stop right there.
Okay.
Modern day, you're right. Thanks. That's all. No more further questions with you. I'm telling you, I'm going to let everybody go right now, but I'm going to tell you right now. I'm on to a couple big things, and all we got to do is stay the course, exactly what we're doing.
Yep.
Because I'm just telling you right now, write this down, October, you know what? My sister's birthday,
October 4th.
2021.
Okay. What's she doing today?
I don't know, but I'm going to call her.
I was going to say, we need to call her.
We are going to get a break in the next year, and I just feel so confident that
me too.
All the infrastructure, and Blitz is, you know, usually the biggest dick ever to live. Like, he thinks everything sucks, we suck. We're never
I just say it like it is, and I completely 1,000% agree with you on this one.
Like, we're gonna catch a break.
Yep.
And we are really getting some traction on some pretty cool shit. And
that's so great to hear. I'm so glad I made that tweet.
You said that last week on your show.
Best thing I ever did.
I know. And they're all getting fired and all that
Let
over there.
Go, pay cuts.
Yep, hours cut.
Yep.
Tell them I don't have, over at Cox, I don't have much money left. I can't keep funding this. It's about over.
I will let them know.
Do you have the Hogan thing loaded up?
I miss, what's that?
The Hogan birthday thing?
No. I don't have it anyway.
Aww.
She's really been busy at work.
I know.
Hi, this is Tara. I can't take your call, but leave a message and I will get back with you as soon as possible. Thanks and have a great day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Usually I'm calling you with a bunch of bullshit, a bunch of woes me, drama. But today I'm calling you to tell you happy birthday, wish you happy birthday, because you are absolutely, almost makes me want to cry. You're the best sister anybody could ever have. You're the most loving, giving, wonderful woman that I know. And it's your day. It's your birthday. I love you so much. You're my angel.
And I want to bean dip you.
Give me a bandit.
Take that all back. Seriously. That's bullshit.
Pew.
I left a beautiful message.
Sorry.
Tara, that's a blitz and Anna. That's not where my heart is.
We love you, Tara.
Love you, Tara.
Oh, you want a bean dipper, please?
I bean dipped the shit out of her yesterday.
See?
She's been bean dipped. I love
do
you.
Do you stick your finger up her butt like you do your mom?
Sometimes.
Okay.
And she likes it.
Okay, I'm sure she does.
I love you, Tara.
Happy birthday, Tara.
We love you.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2.
It was so beautiful until you guys fucked it up. Listen how beautiful it is.
Usually I'm calling you with a bunch of bullshit, a bunch of woes me, drama. But today I'm calling you to tell you happy birthday, wish you happy birthday, because you are absolutely, almost makes me want to cry. You're the best sister anybody could ever have. You're the most loving, giving, wonderful woman that I know. And it's your day. It's your birthday. I love you so much. You're my angel.
And I want to bean dip you.
You're a bandit.
Take that all back. Seriously. Bullshit.
Pew.
I left a beautiful message.
Sorry.
Tara, that's a blitz and Anna. That's not where my heart is.
We love you, Tara.
Love you, Tara.
You want a bean dipper, please? I bean dipped the shit out of her yesterday.
See?
She's been bean dipped. I love
you. Do you stick your finger up her butt like you do your mom?
Sometimes.
Okay.
And she likes it.
Okay. I'm sure she does.
I love you, Tara.
Happy birthday, Tara.
We love you.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2.
It's urgent.
Thank you.
Think about Tyler. Like, what does your dad do? Well, he calls his sister and talks about sticking his finger up her ass. That's my dad.
There's a podcast. You can listen to it. He talks all about it.
And he keeps giving me these dumb condoms. I ain't using these fucking things. Would he learn one of these days? I don't use these things.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast. We love you guys.
Have a good day, Grandpa.